You ought to go back and learn how to be a reporter.
The question that set Trump off was not an unexpected one.
Now, who are you with?
I'm with ABC News, sir.
He was asked why Americans should trust his guest, the crown prince of Saudi Arabia, after the brutal killing of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi in 2018.
A lot of people didn't like that gentleman that you're talking about. Whether you like him or didn't like him, things happen, but he knew nothing about it.
That was not the conclusion of the U.S. intelligence community, which assessed in 2021 that Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman did approve an operation in Istanbul, Turkey, to capture or kill Khashoggi, who was a legal U.S. resident. Today, the Crown Prince called the killing a mistake.
We've improved our system to be sure that nothing happened like that, and it's painful.
The moment marred an otherwise lavish welcome for the Crown Prince, who rolled out the red carpet for Trump in Riyadh this spring. On the eve of this visit, Trump approved a plan to sell F-35 fighter jets to the Saudis for the first time, despite Pentagon concerns that China, a Saudi ally, could try to steal the plane's technology. Trump was asked today if his family's deep business ties to Saudi Arabia are prompting preferential treatment by the U.S. government.
What my family does is fine. They do business all over. They've done very little with Saudi Arabia, actually. I'm sure they could do a lot.
They already do a lot. In September, a Saudi-backed developer unveiled plans for a $1 billion Trump Plaza development in the seaside city of Jeddah. Just yesterday, the Trump Organization announced a licensing deal with Saudi investors to build a luxury hotel in the Maldives.